We Are Placed Where We Are on Purpose, written by Meg Booker, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is John chapter 7, verse 28. So Jesus proclaimed, as he taught in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I come from, but I have not come of my own accord. He who sent me is true, and him you do not know." The hallway light flicked on at 5 a.m., and the pitter-patter of sweet little feet, followed by a flush and a brush and a spit, gave way to a sweet face up and ready to start the day. "Mommy," she whispered, "you weren't downstairs reading your Bible yet. Can I read with you today?" God sometimes gives us an easy yes, doesn't he? We sat there side by side in the dark early hours, reading our Bibles and writing prayers in our journals. All I kept thinking was, if anything ever happens to me, I've done such an important part of my job as her mom. She knows how to find you, God. Today's verse reminds us that if Jesus was not here on his own authority, neither are we. Our days are compassionately numbered and passionately purposed by our God. It's easy to think of our children as our own, but most important to remember that they are here on his authority too. In the New American Standard Bible, the word "come" is used in place of "here." I have not come. According to Strong's Concordance, the translation of this word, erchomai, metaphorically means, 1, to come into being, arise, come forth, show itself, find place or influence, or 2, be established, become known, to come or to fall into or unto. Not only do we come to being under his hand, but we come alive. When we accept Christ as our Savior, we begin to establish our faith and discover those compassionately numbered and passionately purposed days of our lives. Being here takes on new meaning, and he is evident everywhere. According to John chapter 5, verse 25, "Very truly I tell you, a time is coming, and has now come, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." This time was now, then, and the time is now, now. Jesus is, was, and ever shall be. Here and now, we can walk into our destiny. Here and now, we can be free through grace. Here and now, we can seek him and find him when we seek him with all of our hearts, like in the dark hours of morning, quietly seeking. We may not always say the right thing to our children, may not always set the right example. It's impossible to say and do everything right on their behalf, but we can speak life into them here and now, and we can seek God in his word here and now. When we seek him, they will notice. Here, they will see him. Now, they will follow. Father, praise you for the way you take our efforts to seek you and lead our children to your feet as well. Thank you for the authority and love you proclaim over our lives and theirs. We confess that sometimes we think we've blown it for them on account of our mistakes and pray blessing over our steps, the ones they see and hear, and the ones they don't yet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
All we need is grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.